Kat Betker joining us right now. She's the events manager. Kat, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Boy, it's hard to believe that it's coming up. I was just telling some friends, I said, I always look at the expiration date on milk jugs to know how fast, you know, the summer's going. And I bought one the other day. It said, best before August the 5th. I'm going, my goodness. It's really speeding by.
It's going fast.
And next week is when the Queen City X starts.
That's it. It's we're days away.
Yeah, so you got a lot of new things happening this year, too.
A lot of new things happening this year, absolutely.
Let's talk about some of those new things, because one of the things I was just talking about off-air was the Kings Park Speedway and Sask Drift Showcase. That's mm-hmm. never happened before.
And we are so excited. I mean, Kings Park Speedway is such a phenomenal group here in the city, and so we're so happy to bring them in. They're going to be doing some kind of like demo derby showcases. So they're doing like a hit to pass kind of run. And then on Sunday, August 3rd, they're doing a last man standing. So it's going to be a little rougher, a little tougher. You're going to see some carnage. It's going to be really, really fun. And then, of course, Sask Drift. They bring the most phenomenal vehicles. Like, these are really high-end, purpose-built drift cars. It's going to be spectacular to watch.
What else is new out there this year?
Well, we've got an all-new Midway coming. So we've got West Coast Amusements coming. They are a four-generation Canadian family. They're the largest Midway in Western Canada. They're bringing over 40 rides to the Midway. Big, young, small, everybody. They've got a little something for everyone. And with them, they're bringing three new rides for this year. We've got Freakout, Chaos, and Zero Gravity. So all the fun things to make your stomach turn upside down.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I can handle that. I can barely just even drive myself to work without getting ill. You know, we've kind of got our own little Midway happening downtown with all the construction, too. Now, one thing that is new again this year is Magic Money. Mm-hmm. What is Magic Money?
So with West Coast Amusements, they have this Magic Money operating system. And so it's a really, really interesting way to manage how you spend your money at the fair. And so you can get this Magic Money wristband. It's reloadable. And so you load up your money onto it. And then it's good to use at the rides, at the games, and at the food. So you don't have to carry cash with you. If you've got little ones, it's really easy to slap a Magic Money wristband on your little guys. And then they can run around, buy the things they need, and you don't have to worry about shelling out cash after cash after cash. So it's a really nice, easy way to manage your expenses while you're on the Midway.
Let's talk about that food for just a second, mm-hmm. because we got the favorites coming back. Of course, the mini donuts. Everybody loves the mini donuts yep. at a fair and exhibition. But a lot of people are talking about the spicy dill pickle cotton candy.
You know, there's something weird out there for everybody. And I feel like there's someone out there who's really going to love this.
Anybody who has pregnancy cravings, this is for them.
100%. This is like the choice food for the pregnant ladies. I mean, we always see some of those weird things come. But yeah, the dill pickle cotton candy is going to be a good one.
Is there anything on the menu that you're looking at going, I wouldn't mind giving that a try, or no, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole?
Well, the office has been an absolute buzz over the Dubai chocolate-covered strawberries. Ooh. I think that's going to be the breakfast of choice. We were joking. It's basically fruit salad.
Yeah.
It's basically fruit salad, so we're going to have it for breakfast, and we'll be good to go.
Well, you know, you got your vitamins in the strawberries. You got the calcium in the chocolate. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a very healthy snack to have.
Very well-balanced.
Alrighty, and it's very affordable to get in this mm-hmm. year, isn't it? I know you guys have dropped the prices a yeah. little bit just to try and help folks out.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we've still got some of that advance ticket pricing available, and the best deal in town, hands down, is going to the co-op gas bars. You can get a general entry admission for $16. We've got new for this year is a friends and family pack, so it's four general admissions. Doesn't matter how old you are. For general admissions, it's $54, so it's $13.50 per person. Super, super, super cost effective. And then if you want that ride all day pass plus your admission, you can get that for $55. It is a smoking deal.
The Queen City X starting up on Wednesday, July the 30th. By the way, what time does everything start?
Gates open at 12 o'clock noon.
Okay. Now, Blue Rodeo is going to be the first concert that mm-hmm. night. It's proudly presented by 620 CKRM and Sherwood Co-op, and both Gloria Evans and I will be out there emceeing. On Thursday, it's the Rec Laws. Friday, the Glorious Sons. Saturday, the Sam Roberts Band. And on Sunday, it's Biff Naked and Kim Mitchell. So that's going to be a lot of fun, too. Mm-hmm. Hats off to you guys for organizing this. You're the events manager. You must have a lot of fun. You're in the business of fun, right?
My day job is fun.
Kat Betker, thank you so much for stopping on by. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.